course, her backing, or his backing singers, that being Paul Young, used to be entitled The Fabulously Wealthy Tarts. Whether they were jam or indeed lemon, I've never quite sorted out, but still. There you are, Pepsi and Shirley. Were they Pepsi and Shirley? No, they were Wham, of course. Having a momentary sort of 80s moment there. I don't know, probably, I mean, nobody else is chronologically gifted enough to remember those halcyon days of the 80s. Certainly not Melanie Crouch, ace broadcaster and top MapleStar Music and Media UK representative. Eh, Melanie?
Oh, I do, unfortunately. I was listening to Big Country yesterday. Do you remember Big Country?
A Scottish band, Miss Stewart and the whole team are there. I might dig out some Big Country, see if it's actually in the system.
Oh, do. It'd
be wonderful. But meanwhile, welcome back to the production, and a unique and special time, because we're not having a reprise of Cameron Tilbury. Obviously, we heard 12N with Ian Lennox, and he'd like that particular one. Mm. But Melanie has duly produced something which is even more wonderful, and indeed is guaranteed to just get you sort of thinking music. It's a wonderful, magical device, really, to actually bring so many wonderful things together. And of course, it ties in with your visit to the Globe Theatre in London to see Hamlet, because it's actually about London, isn't it?
Melanie. It is, yeah.
Yes.
This is, it is.
It's good that we had
London.
The rehearsal. Yeah, exactly. So go on, share with us, what are we about to hear? Who's it by? All the rest of the bits and pieces.
Yeah, this is by a very good friend of mine, a folk musician called Steve Folk, funnily enough. He lives on a London narrow boat and has a little solar recording studio on it, and he recorded this album, Ramble, and this song, Old Grey London Town, is his view on London, really.
Streets and your countless avenues, but passing by without a sigh, without a point of view. 'Cause you grew fat and old, and I'm not sure if I still love you. 'Cause you grew fat and old, you grew fat and old, yeah, you grew fat and old, but I'm still sure I still love you.
Steve Folk. What did we make of that, Rachel Warren?
I really liked that. Yeah. I thought it was really nice. Yeah.
A slight echoes of Ralph McTell's Streets of London, but in a more positive, upbeat way in many ways. A kind of mixture of melancholy with charm and uniqueness. I think it's another winner, Melanie Crouch.
Oh, good. No, I love that song as well. It is a beautiful song when you listen to the words.
Yeah, very good. So, Easter is upon us, and as we said, if you are fans of Minty Steed and fancy actually getting over to Duncombe Park to see the Station Terriers, you can do that. It doesn't actually appear in the John Wenham diary for this week. But, of course, something that does is the Lincoln-inspired quiz, which is actually at the collection, which is next Wednesday, 7:45 at the collection. You need to sign up for your team and all the rest of the bits and pieces. And I know, Melanie, if you could get up from the southern parts there, you would be delighted to join the Lincoln-inspired quiz, because it is becoming just a must-attend event, a bit like Royal Ascot.
No, I would like... Oh, that would be fantastic. Well, hopefully in June I will get the chance to come in and see you all in the studio when I'm up in Cambridge. So it'll have to wait till then, I'm afraid.
Well, I mean, Cambridge is still a little bit of a hike away. I wouldn't necessarily sort of say, well, we're just going to jog it, you know, from Cambridge to Lincoln. But, you know...
Well, I'll come for the day then.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be important for that. So, and you know, June time, wonderful. You know, it all works away. Lincoln in June, in bloom, in all sorts of wonderful things. Anything you'd like to promote, Melanie, from your end of the MapleStar Music and Media, the UK media, that we haven't as yet covered with Cameron? I suppose you wouldn't. I don't know what Cameron said. I don't listen to his bits on a Wednesday. What, he could have said anything. But is there anything in particular you'd like to actually do the classic MC treat and treatment with?
Well, not today, because it's Easter and everything's winding down. But I do just have to tell you that I will post this on your Facebook page over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday, I am attending the first Western riding wedding. That is on the bride and groom will be mounted on horses in full Western riding John Wayne style regalia, and the vicar will be marrying them in such position. Mm. So I shall duly take photographs and post it on your Facebook page, as I'm very excited about this.
The full Western regalia riding, where the get on your horse and drink your milk, or get off your horse and drink your milk.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I suppose it's less crass than the Vegas dressed as Presley scenario, but maybe...
Quite.
Yeah, it could be quite extraordinary. Now, if they were actually part of our equine gymnastics team and they actually did, you know, a bit like Jive Pony, then, you know, might be talking about all sorts of other bits and pieces, but interesting. Anyway.
Well, there could be line dancing on horseback. Who knows? It could all get very silly.
Yeah. Okay, Rachel, the last two questions we need to put to Melanie Crouch are...
Yes, well, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today, Melanie?
Yeah, super as usual.
Excellent. And can we look forward to talking to you again sometime soon?
And it'll be in a fortnight.
In a fortnight,
actually.
Yes.
And for once, Melanie, because next week we'll be at the NEHS Horticultural Flower Show, so we'll hopefully be back in a fortnight, which will probably be, if memory serves, the first Midweek Drive Morning edition of May.
Yes, hooray!
Yeah, I know. If you've just tuned in, you've missed Kayleigh Carr from Sunderland studying at Teesside, Richard Fitzwilliams recommending Calvary and Locke, as well as obviously finding out and sharing with Rachel Warren, of course, the delights of the Bilby.
Bilby.
Ian Lennox and Dermot Gavin, Andy Comfort from BBC Humberside, and Melanie Crouch. William Sitwell, not necessarily online at present, but never mind.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say
in doubt, actually bringing a bit of DJ Fresh featuring Sean Evans with Louder, and you might say, William Sitwell, are you indeed there?
Good morning.
Yes, yeah.
I'm here.
Apologies for that. I think it was a case of Met Middle and the Rose, and, well, let's face it, operator error. It can happen to all sorts of wonderful things. Maybe it's just the wine, you know, those top 10 tips we were talking about last week. William, are you set for what could well be seen as a shortage of Easter eggs, given that they've all apparently sold, or is that just a panic measure too far?
I am all set. I was lucky enough to judge a chocolate competition for Godiva chocolates the other day, and they gave me more Easter eggs than I could imagine. So I had an egg for every member of my family.
Oh, you see, that, Rachel, is what you call celebrity perks. They don't get many, you know, celebrity perks. There are a great deal out there, but sometimes they become much more worthwhile and they appreciate the whole thing. Mental
notes. Listen, I've got a much more exciting thing for you to talk about this morning. Why don't you have a quick word with my the friend I'm having breakfast with?
And who might that possibly be,
okay,
William?
I'll put you on to Greg Wallace. Here he is.
Oh, my word. The very famous, legendary MasterChef extraordinaire, Greg Wallace. Welcome to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. How are you, Greg?
Well, I'm a little bit shocked to be talking to you. I came in here for a bit of bacon and eggs at the Royal Garden Hotel and a quick chat with my mate, William.
Yeah.
And find myself now on air.
Listen,
I'm happy.
Greg, I can feel the love from Lincoln and Lincolnshire, as William says, our quaint little village on the town here. It's just spreading out, global on that sort of basis.
Without Lincolnshire, we just wouldn't have enough veg to feed ourselves with. You've got to all hail to the good farmers of Lincolnshire.
I shall raise that when I'm next speaking to the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, which should be in the near future. So great.
I think we should like celebrate it more, Lincolnshire, as a centre of fresh produce excellence. I really do. Like, you know, France is very, very, very celebratory about bits of its country. I think we can't do enough about Lincolnshire, and that's the honest truth.
Well,
when it stops raining.
Yes.
We have Rachel.
When you can get out into the field.
Listen, it's the rain that helps the potatoes. How else would Gary Lineker have a career after his sort of footballing stuff? Let's be honest.
That's a very fair point. Yeah. Very, very fair point.
Rachel, of course, is from Bury St Edmunds.
I am, yes.
Greg on top form there. I am tempted to actually ask Greg, what makes the perfect bacon and eggs? Because Richard shared this, William shared this in the past. What makes the perfect bacon and eggs?
I don't want to cop out here, but in all honesty, the perfect bacon and eggs is exactly how you would want it. So I want my bacon, I want back bacon, not too salty. And I want an egg that has a perfectly firm white and a runny yolk. Isn't it weird? When you get down to the most basics of things, that's where most of the problems occur. I mean, you ask the nation how they want their boiled egg. If you just took 100 people, you are going to get 15 different answers. And that is the case with bacon and eggs. I want mine, I should imagine, very, very different to somebody possibly like William Sitwell would want it.
Well, I don't know. Forget those cream scenarios and so on. I mean, Rachel, do you agree with that description that Greg's provided us there in terms of the perfect bacon and egg?
Definitely perfect egg. I think you do want a perfect
egg.
Being
a vegetarian, of course, Rachel clearly sort of just said, you know, I'll just take the egg and hold the fried pig, you know, and step away from that.
I, as an old greengrocer, I love vegetarians. I think they should be canonised, to be honest.
Well, I mean, look, we can put it to the Vatican. I'm not sure how Pope Francis might respond. I mean, you know, Saint Turnips and Saint Parsnips.
I have to say, with all this chocolate now going on, I'm pretty sure the real message of Easter has got lost. I mean, can any child now tell me, honestly, why it was that Jesus had to fight that enormous egg in the first place?
These are the classic questions.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He was just rolling away the stone, but still. And when you get into the Easter Bunny, heaven only knows what sacrilege could be committed.
Yes.
Different one entirely. Maybe the Druids had it all right.
Could I, it's really nice having a chat, but can I ask you why you were phoning William in the first place?
Because every Thursday is William Sitwell time at 9:30 at Siren 107.3 FM. It has become a legendary moment where the entire city of Lincoln actually comes to a halt. We stop and we find out what are William's famous words going to come out this week. What magic is it going to be? His battle against square plates? Is it going to be his wine scenario? Is it going to be his campaign to actually abandon red trousers?
Well, all right, as a friend of William's, okay, I didn't realise we were campaigning. I want to start a campaign, and I'm staring at him right now. I want to ban those enormous, great, big, brown and white, boulder-type sugar lumps that you get in restaurants and cafes. I want them banned.
Yeah,
I want
horrible.
Them absolutely banned. You can't properly gauge how much sugar you're getting. You either have a lump or nothing. No. Nothing wrong with a sugar bowl with granulated sugar in it. Then you can have half a teaspoon. These things may look attractive. They're just not practical. So I want to campaign against them, please. William, can I put you back to William?
Yeah. Greg, before we actually sort of just wrap up, I mean, Greg, I think you've just come like a spearhead from that routine. That kind of routine. And I've got to ask you two questions. We'll be putting to William in a few seconds. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut with us? Has it been okay for yourself?
Has what been okay for myself?
Have you enjoyed the little chat we've had?
Oh, most certainly.
And can we prevail upon you maybe to join us again in the near future?
He is the master.
I'm
your man.
Back to William, if that's okay. Greg Wise.
Back to William, there you go.
Fantastic. Genius stuff there. What can we say? That impersonation, William, was phenomenal. I mean, the way you managed to actually get Greg's sort of voice perfectly sort of sorted out was truly amazing.
I've been working on my impersonations. I think I nailed that one.
I think so. I think that was spot on. Very impressed. It's time for those last two questions for yourself. Rachel, go for it.
Yeah, have you had a reasonably interesting short telephonic link with us today?
Perfectly formed.
I think it's the best radio interview I've ever done.
Wow, it's exactly. And the egg and bacon question. Did you thoughts on that? Do you think that the description was good?
Yeah, I think he's quite right. Everyone has their own different individual way. I mean, my idea of scrambled eggs is not necessarily someone else's idea of scrambled eggs. My idea of poached eggs isn't. So I think individualistic.
Precisely. Next week, William, we will be at the NEHS Harrogate Springflower Show, so can we look forward to connecting with you in a fortnight?
Yeah, let's try that. Thank you.
Hey, bridge over troubled water. William Sidwell and Greg Wallace. Round of applause, please. Yes. Coming up next, Dean Elliott, Simon and Garfunkel story. Possibly fade it. You need to wait until few climactic bars have actually passed by. And as Paul and Art would have actually said, if ever the mantra could actually be maintained and actually developed even further, you need to have that ace graduate of the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts, of course, the Paul McCartney space there, the wonderful, fantastic individual who is Dean Elliott, to be on the case. Isn't that right, Dean?
What introduction, thank you very much.
That's absolutely critical. Now, obviously, last week you created such a wonderful stir, we thought it was essential you returned, and welcome back to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. How's the show going, the Simon and Garfunkel story, which of course is coming to Darlington, it's coming to Lincoln, it's doing all the rounds, etc. Are the standing ovations still continuing? I'm sure they are.
They are, yeah, they are, actually. We just heard on Facebook a couple of days ago that we've done 13 performances, and we have a Simon Garfunkel fan now who's seen 5 of them, can you believe that, all over the country. And she's coming back to 10 more in the spring. So I think we're gathering a few fans on the way, which is great. You know, it's nice to connect with Simon and Garfunkel fans.
I mean, there was great excitement earlier this week because we had the tribute band Only One Direction appearing at the Theatre Royal. And tribute bands are fine. And I know our Monday Drive intern, that is Abby Dewhurst, was very excited that she would work through that. But I feel that what you do with the Simon and Garfunkel story is much more important. It's not a tribute. I mean, obviously there is a tribute that's actually there. But what you've got there is a genuine narrative adventure that you're actually telling the tale, as you did with Buddy Holly, of how the whole thing's actually emerged.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the idea was born out of doing Buddy the Musical. Yeah. A few of us were in that. And we decided we would do something more than just sort of, as you say, you know, pay tribute to the great. And it is great music, and that would be, you know, brilliant. But we wanted to tell their story, and also, of course, their story within a context, which is the 60s, you know. And we thought it was important, and we also thought, you know, if we had actor musicians rather than just musicians, and a huge projection screen and video and pictures, we could really sort of go to town on telling the story. And it works out really nice.
And it becomes an event as opposed to just a kind of series of musical vignettes.
Of course. And also you learn things, not just about Simon and Garfunkel, but you learn things or you reminisce about times in the 60s, you know. So it works on quite a few levels, which is really nice, and people are responding to.
Absolutely. Mentioned, obviously, you're training at the Sir Paul McCartney Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. That actually makes you the second one of our midweek drivers who's joined, because Charlotte Fortune was there a few years ago. She's also
is that, the, yeah, is that right? Yeah, yeah. It is a wonderful place, and I'm still very close to a lot of people. In fact, the director of Simon and Garfunkel was in my year, believe it or not. Right. And so, yeah.
That's the joy of sort of, it's not the degree, it's what you do with it, and all the rest of the magic.
Yeah,
goes.
Of course, absolutely.
Dean, we're going to open up a whole range of other questions if you'd be kind enough to stay with us, but we did promise people that... featured a couple of Simon and Garfunkel tracks already, Educating Rachel, as you may recall, in Homeward Bound, we've had Bridge Over Troubled Water. Are you up for the fabulous Johnny Smart and your good self, Dean Elliott, with the wonderful interpretation of Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson?
That would be wonderful, yeah, thank you.
What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Jolt and Joaz left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
And of course, next week, the Simon and Garfunkel story goes north of the border to actually deal with the Scottish people. Oh, well, I'm not going to even try to do that. It's ridiculous. You know, Paul McSimon and Art McFunkel. But yeah, great stuff. Rachel was just commenting on the very busy schedule you've actually got in terms of the system, because it's obviously you start off in Durham, so you're kind of still in Britain, obviously, from that point of view. Sorry, Britain. There's a dangerous line in this whole system, etc. Inverness on the 23rd, Dunfermline on the 25th, obviously sandwiched with Stirling on the 24th, Darlington back in England again on the 28th, and then Buxton on the 29th. It's fantastic. It's just, I mean, Dean, this I've just actually realised, when you come to Lincoln, very exciting here, it's the same day, we are slap bang in the middle of the Lincoln Inspired Festival. Did you realise that?
We didn't actually. Yeah. No, normally we're aware of when sort of festivals and stuff are going on. All right, tell me a bit more.
Well, I'm thinking this Lincoln Inspired Festival, which is lincolninspired.co.uk, also on the 8th of May, we have the big BG Breakfast Tweet Up. And this big tweet up that's actually taking place is going to be 3 hours of live morning broadcasting from the Lincolnshire Showground with Lincoln Inspired Schools patron Georgia Twynham, Nick Roberts from Bishop Grosseteste University Students Union, and we'll be talking about the hidden gems they find so inspirational in Lincoln and so on. So depending on when you actually get to Lincoln, because obviously you're in Lowestoft on the Thursday, I'm thinking, Rachel, we should, and I'm obviously thinking, I think we should get these fine folk into the studio, or certainly actually joining us on location at Lincolnshire Showground, and spread that magic even further. What say you, Dean?
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, where I haven't got my diary, but where are we the day before, anyway?
The day before, you're always somewhere. It's a 60s thing, man. If you're there, you don't know where we're going. Hey, you know?
We don't know where we are,
exactly,
man.
Yeah. This is the whole thing. I do believe that actually you're clear, because you do Lowestoft on Sunday the 4th of May, and then you're clear, and it's the 8th of May when you kick off again, because after that, you're in Eastbourne on the 10th.
So, brilliant, let's do it. That sounds like an absolute plan.
We could do a studio gig with the Midweek Drive on the Wednesday evening, and then we can go out on location on the Thursday.
That sounds wonderful. we'll be able to play live for you as well. The band will be thrilled about that. That'd be great.
I think Sarah Bullimore will be beside herself with excitement of that one. to be the Lincoln Inspired, we're into our second year festival, and effectively we're doing it ourselves. Capital's been raised in all sorts of ways. We've done a whole stack of other things from that. We have William Sitwell obviously coming up to join us, plus a whole range of wonderful things. As I say, we'll send the links. What a wonderful way. That's how magic happens in the business of show. Let's do the show right here. Time has once again mitigated against actually one of the other classic questions I was going to actually put, which was, of course, share with us how you got involved with the Domino Band, which is, of course, the UK's first bespoke wedding and function band.
Well, it was quite weird, really. I was doing Buddy, the musical, down playing Buddy Holly in the West End, and one of the girls in the show was getting married, and she said to me, "Oh, Dean, would you play?" And I was like, "Well, I don't really have a band. You know, we work as musicians in the shows, but we don't have a band." She said, "Oh, we'll put one together." And I said, "Well, what do you want us to play?" And so she went, "Well, I don't know, what do you play?" And I said, "Well, we've never done it before." So anyway, so she wrote out a list of songs she wanted to hear, and we performed for her. And then we did it, and then about a few months later, someone said, "Oh, are you that band that sort of put together songs for..." And we were like, "Whoa, hang on." But we became that band. So now we're fairly successful. We've got probably about 20, 30 weddings this year. And essentially what we do is we... ask the bride and groom to choose their own soundtrack, and then we'll play it for them. And the musicianship's of a standard that we can do that. So it's quite nice, really. And, it, you know, it's different for us. We get to play new music, new styles, new genres, and we can put together anything, really. And so born the first bespoke wedding band.
Do you know, I'm thinking we should really again do an introduction here between the wonderful world of the Domino Band and Dean Elliott and Melanie Crouch, who's just told us that this Easter sees the first bespoke Western cowboy-dressed wedding. Yeah, I think that's
all. Really? Wow.
It's just that kind of show. Yeah. It's wonderful. So, we've featured Katie Carr, Richard Fitzwilliams, Ian Lennox, Diarmaid Gavin, Greg Wallace, of course, William Sitwell, Melanie Crouch, and the creme de la creme. The last two questions are now going to be bowled at you gracefully in a wonderful Barry St. Edmunds-esque way by Rachel. Rachel, over to you.
Well, Dean, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Thank you.
Brilliant. And as we said earlier, we can look forward to speaking to you soon.
Lovely.
And hopefully seeing you in the Lincoln thing as well.
Yeah.
But don't forget, if you're in Scotland, check out the whole routine. Website, of course, Simon and Garfunkel Story, thesimonandgarfunkelstory.com. Dean, it's been a blast. Take care. We'll speak again very soon.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Precious and fragile things need special handling. My God, what have we done? Angels with silver wings.
So, squeezing out Precious with Depeche Mode. Have you enjoyed the programme, Rachel?
I have, of course.
We are. More great stuff coming up on Siren, of course. A whole heap of other goodies with the Motor City Resonation crew and a great collection of music on Siren 107.3 FM. Have a great Easter. We will see you again next Wednesday for the St. George's Day special. All the rest of its pieces. Rachel will see you again in a fortnight.
Right, yes.
Excellent. Leave Depeche Mode to see us out to the news from the Sky News Centre. You say bye-bye, Rachel.
Goodbye.